Van Morrison. He's a songwriter extraordinaire, in my opinion.
Just like honey, baby, from the beginning.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Venezuelan government has freed seven Americans imprisoned in that South American country in exchange for the release of two nephews of President Nicolas Maduro's wife. They'd been jailed for years by the United States on drug smuggling convictions. The Americans include five oil executives imprisoned nearly 5 years. A victory, sort of, for Ukraine. After being encircled by Ukrainian forces, Russia pulling troops Saturday out of an eastern Ukrainian city that had been used as a frontline hub. In the meantime, one high-level U.S. official says if Russia uses a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, the United States and allies will pull all the stops out and launch a major cyber attack on Russia. This is SRN News.
Viewers are raving about Uncle Tom, too.
This story hasn't been and won't be taught in schools, and that's why it's important for everyone to see this movie and learn what'll happen if America continues to head in the wrong direction.
This is hands down the most impactful documentary I've ever seen. Uncle Tom was terrific. Uncle Tom 2 was nothing short of amazing.
Uncle Tom 2 by executive producer Larry Elder and filmmaker Justin Malone, featuring Brandon Tatum, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, and Dr. Ben Carson. Now available by stream or DVD at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Those brainwashed Americans who think they believe in socialism will regret it when communism takes away all their freedoms. They must watch this movie. Americans have been lied to.
Watch Uncle Tom 2 today at salemnow.com. Available by stream or DVD. Uncle Tom 2 at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Ernest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Ernest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Ernest today. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update. We are almost through three quarters of 2022, and some trends in our market has emerged. First, even though we have fewer than 900 homes on the market for sale in the River region, it now looks like we are heading into a more balanced market. Second, some of the panic buying we were seeing at the beginning of this year has stopped, and instead of 10 or more offers per listing, we are now getting one or two offers per listing, and in many ways, better offers. Third, homebuyers may have a little more time to shop before they buy, which I believe is a good thing, even though it is still limited supply of homes available at one time. Fourth, even though the rate on mortgages has gone up, it's still lower than the average rate over the last 10 years. If the rate goes lower in the future, then refinance and get a better rate. For all the details, call Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or 221-2883.
It's here. It's happening now. Registration for Adams Drug's Super Shopping Spree. Adams Drug's is celebrating 60 years of serving the families in the River region. To celebrate this, we're going to give one lucky person the chance to win thousands of dollars in gifts and products. One lucky winner will have 60 seconds to run through the Adams Drugs Wetumpka store and grab items from the gift section and over-the-counter area. Prescription medications are excluded from the shopping spree. Registration is open now. Come into any Adams Drugs location and fill out a registration form. You cannot register online or on our website. You have to visit one of our stores. You can register each day, but it is limited to one per day per family. You have until October 28th to register, so hurry. We will choose the winner on November 1st. The shopping spree will take place on Thursday, November 3rd. This will be the most exciting 60 seconds of your life. Please see our website, adamsdrugs.net, for shopping spree details and rules. We look forward to serving you and your family for 60 more years.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. October is starting off on a very nice note, and if you like this weather pattern, it's going to be around for quite a while. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortably cool, overnight low temperature down to about 56. Then for tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday, more of the same. Sunshine, comfortable, with a high temperature near 80 all 3 days. Lows at night in the upper 50s. In fact, I don't see any rain in the foreseeable future. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Yeah, Little China Girl, David Bowie. And we have Miss Connie, the divine Miss Connie, I might add, on the phone. Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And so happy to have Nate again there.
Yeah, me too.
Love the bumper music.
Oh, well, great. Thank you.
It's awesome. Okay, I haven't called for a few weeks, but tonight I got more to say than I can get in.
Okay, so. Now you take your time and say all you want to say, honey.
Okay, well, first, one real quick thing.
Sure.
Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, is called No Man Knows the Day Nor the Hour.
Ah.
And Jesus, when he came, fulfilled the spring festivals. I believe he'll come back in the fall. Just my thought.
Gotcha.
Okay. Second thing to touch on, Mystery Babylon. I do think America is part of that, but not all of it.
Okay.
The kingdom of Nimrod, Babylonian kingdom, it was a city. It was also a kingdom. America, Canada, all the Western so-called Christian nations, the UK, of course, the World Economic Forum, all those. America's not doing this on her own. Okay?
Gotcha.
And all of this together is Mystery Babylon.
That makes sense.
Okay. Now, Mystery Babylon, and another thing, the LGBT, the trans, the we can't define a woman, where do you find that? The Western nations. Did you find it in China?
Nope.
Africa?
Nope.
Russia?
Nope.
Where do you find it?
U.S.
The Western,
only.
So-called Christian nations.
Good point.
We're Mystery Babylon.
I agree.
Okay. And the Beast Kingdom is separate from Babylon. That's what a lot of people confuse. The harlot rides the beast until the beast gets sick and tired of her and overthrows her and burns her with fire.
Okay.
Okay, so we're not the Beast Kingdom. And what did the Bible say to do, for believers to do, with Mystery Babylon?
Leave.
Come out of her, my people. Did he say save her?
No.
Right. Now, that's not to say we shouldn't be working. We should work to get justice in our country. We should oppose their crazy LGBT, all this other crap.
Correct.
We should oppose their unjustness, but we shouldn't, and that's how we're not a part of it. But to try to save her, to return her to her
nope.
glory?
Nope.
He didn't tell us to do that, did he?
No, he didn't.
Everybody's wanting to bring America back, too. Oh, you know, make America great again, and Trump's going to save us. No, that's not what he said.
Good point. Excellent point.
Now, another thing I want to touch on, mm-hmm. I'm trying to make this all fast.
That's okay, take
this
your
thing
time.
About that meeting at Mount Sinai.
Yes.
Now, okay, that sent chills down my spine.
I can tell by your text, yes.
Oh, my God, it sent chills. Everybody should be paying attention to this. Now, you know, one world religion.
Yep.
Okay, this is all these religions, Christian, Jews, Hindu, Muslim, whatever, mm-hmm. all coming together. Meeting where? God's holy mountain.
It just thumbing their nose at God.
Absolutely. And what did God do at Mount Sinai? He separated, he made a covenant with Israel.
A covenant.
They're coming together to make a covenant.
Yep.
He set Israel apart from the nations to make them holy. What are they going to do? Try to bring all nations together.
Yep.
Under one religion.
Oh, excellent point.
Now, he gave what? He gave the Torah. He gave his law. He gave the Ten Commandments. And guess what? They have something called the Climate Justice Ten Universal Commandments.
Oh, my God. Really?
Read all the article all the way through. Yeah, okay. And then there's other things you can look up on it. Now, everything that God did at Mount Sinai, they are doing their own version of.
Right? Here we go. Yep.
Okay, so that just, when I saw that, I was like,
it don't get any more.
Okay,
it doesn't get any plainer than that, does it?
No, they are totally, and everything is just coming together, melding together, everything that's going on. Listen, we're heading into World War III. We're already there.
Definitely, yeah, if we're not already there, I think we are.
Right. And the United States or some of our world economic, but I think United States is what blew up the pipeline.
Oh, absolutely we did. We said we would.
And anybody who thinks it's Russia, I'm sorry.
I mean, come on, man.
Come on. If you're Russia and you've got a switch, you can cut off the gas anytime you want. He's
exactly.
done it.
Exactly.
And you're not going to blow up the one control you have over those nations.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And so I just, you know, people need to wake up, and I keep saying time's getting short, and yes, there's all these signs, but man, now it's really coming. And this thing on Mount Sinai, November 13th.
Pretty much does it, cements it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And like I said, everybody should send shivers down your spine. But anyway, that's just my thoughts on things Babylon.
Couldn't agree more with you, Miss Connie, as usual.
Okay, thanks.
Have a
good night.
You too. Take care.
All right, let's go to Jeff online too. Jeff.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, Terry.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I didn't get to listen to you last weekend. I plumb forgot.
That's okay.
I forgot it was Saturday, for that matter. I sent you that email about the shadow government. What'd you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely correct.
I mean, there's actually a whole lot more to it. I didn't realize there was about five or six continuations to it.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I know.
And I mean, I didn't know that Nixon had almost took us to the brink of war in 1969.
Yep. They're all
in. I wasn't 10 years old then, so I guess I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, well, same here. I was 9, so I'm with you.
Okay, but I mean, it was. But yeah, I was watching that. I watched that the other week, and I said, I might send that to Terry. I said, he'll find that fascinating.
Yeah, I did, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anytime you run across anything like that, send it to me.
Oh, yeah. I try to listen to you every week, but
thank you.
It don't always work. My radio has quit working in my kitchen, and I have to listen to it on my phone.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm like, the radio works, but for some reason, it won't pick up 93.1 no more.
Wow. And it did before. Yeah. That's bizarre.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I used to listen to 93.1 every morning when I was getting ready to go to work, and that won't even pick it up.
That's strange, man. Who knows?
I don't know what's going on. I think my antenna may be acting wonky?
Yes, sir. It's possible.
Well, yeah, I just want to see what you thought about that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, here we are. It is what it is.
Yep. I think Adolf Biden and his cronies. I was on the conservative zone today.
Yes, sir.
And there was one named Claudia. Her name sounded German.
Uh-huh.
I thought, well, yeah, you're right up there.
Yeah.
She was downing a whole bunch of us, and I let her have it.
Good. Good.
I put my comment back in there and told her what I thought about her. You know, Biden is taking the FBI and turning it into the SS.
Yep.
He's taking the DOJ and turning it into the Gestapo.
Yep.
And now he's trying to take the post office, and I'm not sure what he's turning it into.
Yeah, the brown Walton shirts or something. Who knows?
Well, not only that, the IRS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the IRS is going to be of it too.
The Waffen SS.
There you go. That's the most dangerous.
Because that's the armed ones.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
You know, I've been doing a little research of my own.
Yes, you
and
have.
And I know that in 1933, Hitler had the Hitler Youth.
Mm-hmm.
And he was indoctrinating them into his crazy... whatever.
Yep.
And that's what Biden is doing.
Yeah.
Adolf Biden is doing now.
Yep. Well said.
I haven't figured out how Pelosi fits into the. I've been trying to give them the names of the former Germans. I gave old Fauci Joseph Mengele.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well said. Yeah. He is.
I think all of them kind of fall into that category somewhere.
Yeah, they do. Unfortunately, you are correct.
And they got 10 that's possibly going to run for president.
Yeah.
Buttigieg.
Oh, God.
Is he going to run as a woman or a man?
Yeah, good question. Sick. Man, these people are sick.
Whitmer?
Yeah, Whitmer, yeah.
She's going to run.
Okay.
AOC is possibly going to run. She's a nutcase.
She is a nutcase. Well, they selected her for that position.
For being a nutcase?
Well, no. So you had to be a nutcase to even be considered. But, yeah. They did auditions, and she won.
Oh, wow. And then, let's see, there was 10 of them, or 7 of them. Newsom.
Oh, God.
Newsom.
Yeah. What a scumbag.
Yeah. They had a whole bunch of them. I'm thinking, is that the best they can do?
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget Harris.
Of course, the Whore of Babylon.
The cackling hyena.
Yep. I consider
that. Yeah, I got names for a lot of them.
Well, you should have. Everybody should have. They're scumbags.
Yeah. People's going to have to wake up.
Well, they better hurry, Jeff. That's all I got to say. They better hurry.
But if they don't wake up, they're going to. I asked that Claudia lady, I said, what are you going to do when you stand before God?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it's going to be too late.
You're right. Absolutely. Hey, man, I got to go. I'm late for a break. But thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Talk
for
to you later.
Calling.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care, buddy.
All right, bye.
See ya.
All right, we got Sam on the line, but we're gonna have him hold over to the next break.
Well, we can get you.
We can push it.
It's up to you. You can push
right, we'll
it. We'll push it for Sam. Just
Sam.
For Sam.
Oh, you want me to be brief? Oh, I'll be
no,
brief.
No. We were just.
I would tell you if I wanted you to be brief, Sam.
Yes, you would.
Hey, Sam, wasn't it you
gentlemen.
Saying that this is one of the shows that we could not
absolutely,
even take calls?
Absolutely. You guys work well together. You work off each other. And I would have been happy with just 3 solid hours of information.
Well,
but I thought I would call
Sam.
In. Pardon?
I appreciate that, buddy.
No, hey.
Check
Mr. Adam.
Mail.
Terry.
Yes?
You're reaching a lot of people. And people that we need it, man. A good friendly voice. Yeah, you know, even though it's you. You know,
yeah.
Old redneck, nasty.
Can't
racer,
help it. I am what I am.
Okay, well, let me just start right there before I get into what I... Nate, you know, Terry, the fine fella he is, and being able to, you know, I have a tendency to stutter.
Good grief.
But, and I have trouble with getting my thoughts together. And when you said that earlier about Terry, that was dead on, brother. He gets the information out. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who appreciates it. But when you dropped a lithium on him, you was wasting your time, okay? I'm a hardcore nerd with several geek garlands, but...
Uh-huh.
All right, Dad. Anyways, Whatever. Yeah, go to bed, yo.
Yo, coot. Yo, coot. That's a country word. Coot.
I love my father. Hey, listen, man. I just remember back to the Israelis when the temple got hit. The Romans, they'd finally had enough. And then 35 years later when they got hit again, the Jews, they could not get together behind one person. They were divided. And it weakened them. There was mass starvation in Jerusalem and whatnot. And it just... for some reason, I look at the country now, and I see the same thing that's being portrayed on us. It's separate. It just keeps apart.
The Pharisees and Sadducees, they didn't care about the will of God. They cared about their own position and keeping themselves in power.
Exactly.
Yes. And politics. Don't you know that? And they were sitting on loot and the ancient, my vocabulary completely failed me. But the ark and different things that they hit out or moved around. But I just wanted to chime in quick on that. And
well, thank you, Sam.
Oh, and one other thing. We wrap this up.
Uh-oh.
You know, back in the '80s, I collected my my coffee table books. I love Berkeley Breathed.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
And the Joker that did the Simpsons. I forget when he was drawing Rabbit.
Groaning,
that's it. Rhymes with complaining. But Berkeley Breathed, there was a love poem he did that Steve Dallas did. And I'm going to share it now with your audience.
Please do. Yes, I love Steve Dallas.
Steve Dallas, he was telling this one girl in the comics, "In my dreams, you're all I see. Boobs, butt, and knees. Be my main squeeze." And he knew he had nailed it. And
yep.
It just,
I love it.
Hey, thank you. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Sam. See you, buddy.
Hey, have a good night, Sam.
Take care.
Yeah, I love Berkeley Breathed.
I mean, that was so poetic. I couldn't do better.
Oh, man, good stuff. Very good stuff.
You know, before we go to break, what I was going to say earlier.
Yeah, you never got to do your
it's
rant.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Please rant. I'd love to.
But, you know, it all kind of ties in with everything that we've spoken about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we are distracted as a society, you know, our cell phones, our the 24-hour news cycle, but nothing more, as we have been talking during breaks, nothing more than sports.
Yep.
You know, NFL, NBA, especially college football in the South.
Oh, it's destroying my numbers right now because people are watching this and not listening to me.
Right. And honestly, if Georgia doesn't win this week, it's bad for Auburn next week when they play them.
Do they play
because
next week?
They play next week. They're the next game.
I didn't realize
but
that.
My whole point is, it's just like in Roman times, the Colosseum was used to distract the public when major upheavals mm-hmm. were happening
mm-hmm.
in the politics and the everyday life of people.
Yes.
Because if the people were happy and they saw bloodshed and they saw all this violence, they forgot about their meager lives. And the thing that really solidifies it is when you start identifying with that team. That's your team. So their victories are your victories. And you no longer equate your worth from your own victories, but their victories.
Wow.
Because you don't have victories in life most of the time. You go to work every day, 9 to 5, routine. Punch the clock, you get your paycheck, you go home. Luckily, you're married to someone that you are still in love with, but... Mm-hmm. The majority of people are probably not, and that's why our divorce rates are so high.
Mm-hmm.
That's why single-parent homes are so high. But if we cared as much about God as we do our sports and our entertainment, do you understand how powerful a nation we could be?
I know. We used to be that way, Nate. We used to put God ahead of everything else. We don't do that anymore.
No, and now... Our sports are being infiltrated with social messaging.
It makes me sick.
They're putting their little messages on the back of their helmets or in the end zone or on the wall of the end zone.
Or actually subliminal in the messaging in the sound systems.
Or in the out-of-bounds lines in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Or all these words are being projected into our subconscious while we're being entertained. And so then we associate those words and their meanings mm-hmm. with good times, with victory.
Because our guard's down.
Right.
Right. Well said, man.
It's like they live. Rant. It's like they live all just, we're just being kept.
I love that movie.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Oh. Anything with Rowdy Roddy Piper and Keith David
he
in it.
He plays great. He played a great role, I thought.
And I think, who's the guy that did that, who directed it? Carpenter, right?
Yeah.
He loved using Keith David because he used him in The Thing, too.
That's right. I forgot about that. With the Antarctica and yeah.
And the remake's even better.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. In the remake, the dog is approaching. Well, no, in the original, the dog is approaching and the guy is speaking in Norwegian and telling him, that's not a dog. Kill it. Don't touch it. It's not a dog. And they kill the guy because he's crazed and they let the dog in.
Oh, God. And then we know what happened after that.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say all that because
it makes perfect sense, man.
You know, our Sundays used to be God. Mm-hmm. Now our Sundays are sports. And I'm as guilty. I'm as guilty, too. I watch all forms of racing on Sunday when I should probably be going to church.
Yeah, I watch F1. I can't help it.
Yeah. Where are they this week? They're in Indonesia somewhere.
No, Hong Kong somewhere.
No.
Over there. Singapore.
Singapore, that's right.
I don't even know where Singapore is.
It's in Indonesia.
Is it? I don't know.
It'll be in China eventually.
I think they already do have one in China. I could be wrong. I don't know.
No, I meant I don't know Singapore will be in China eventually.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. You're right. But well said. That's very, very appropriate. You know, many years ago, and I've told this story before, many years ago I was talking to an Air Force captain, and I was asking him, why are people not waking up to what's going on? He said, everybody has a routine. Get up in the morning, you know, drink your coffee, have a BM, take a shower, go to work, get home, drink a beer, watch a game, whatever, until something interrupts that routine, they're not going to pay attention. Well, something's massively interrupting that routine, but people still aren't waking up.
Because it hasn't massively happened. It was drip, 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 drip.
Boiling frog.
Inch, exactly, of the boiling frog.
Yeah. Sickening. I'm afraid we're at the point of no return. I hate to say that, but that's kind of where we are, folks. Anyway, you're listening to Clear in the Air. We'll be back in 5 minutes through the last 30 minutes of the show. Nate Hicks producing. I'm Terry Adams, a egomaniac with an inferiority complex. We'll be back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family owned and operated for over 20 years with same day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Buffalo wings and pizza. What a great combination. In October, order any two large pizzas from Pizza Perfect and get an order of buffalo wings on the house. You already know that they have the best pizza buffet in town, which includes not only pizza, but spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink for only $10 at lunch and dinner on Tuesday, Friday, and all day Saturday. In October, get free buffalo wings with an order of two large pizzas. Pizza Perfect is also available for pickup and delivery. Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I'm Kim Marston.
My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
I just love watching somebody live the American dream, like my young friend Brian McMahon, who has returned from the Air Force, started his lifelong dream, Turf Stalkers, a mowing and pressure washing service. First of all, thanks to everybody that has called 558-1611 and given him a chance to mow your lawn, to edge and trim, or to do a pressure washing job, because the results have been phenomenal. You know, 5 years in the Air Force, I guess it kind of teaches you to do it right the first time, because they are precision perfect, and I think charge a fair rate. If you would like to stop pushing the mower yourself and have somebody do it that will do a great job, reach out to Turf Stalkers at 558-1611 or look them up on Facebook. That's Turf Stalkers and Brian, 558-1611.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends? Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite football games and sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks. This is Dr. Sam for my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job by telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. October is starting off on a very nice note. And if you like this weather pattern, it's going to be around for quite a while. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortably cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 56. Then for tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday, more of the same. Sunshine, comfortable, with a high temperature near 80 all 3 days. Lows at night in the upper 50s. In fact, I don't see any rain in the foreseeable future. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, we finance fun. With rates as low as 4.00%, financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool salty air. You turn to me with...
Well, I love that Johnny Mathis.
I tell you what, I don't think anybody has ever had a voice as smooth as Johnny Mathis.
Nat King Cole, maybe.
Close.
Yeah.
Mathis just, oh my God, unreal.
Wonderful, wonderful. I definitely don't do it justice.
Nah, I know I don't. I don't even try anymore.
Hey, we're going back to the phones.
Okay, this is not Carlos.
It is not Carlos, okay. But for everybody else out there, we haven't even told them the phone number.
272-9228. That's 272-9228.
In the area code of 334.
That's right, my friend. And partner in crime.
All right, James.
I'm worried about you, brother.
Are you?
Which one?
Both of you.
Oh, yeah, when we get together, we are trouble.
You know what it is? They took us out of the attic with no static.
That's right. I got to come up with whatever this thing with no bling down here is. I don't know.
Funny you guys mentioned aliens with life forms that are not exactly like humans.
Yeah. It's occurred to me anyway. Why we always have to assume they're going to be bipeds and look just like us. I mean, come on, man.
Isn't that part of the misinformation, though?
I think so. Also, one of the things about misinformation, in my humble opinion, is the size. They always show aliens as being huge, you know? What if they're microscopic? What if they're nano? How would we know?
What if they're like the Apollyon that are described in the Bible during Revelation?
Possibly. Who knows?
You just lost me there.
So in Revelation, there's a creature that is, it's like many different little beasts, and it's metallic even, I think, if
I'd
I recall.
Have to read the verse.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
There's Apollyon they talk about all kind of stuff in there.
But it wipes out a large mass of the population.
Yep, like one third at a time.
Oceanic vent tubes. That'll go along with your Johnny Mathis.
I'm listening.
Yes.
Is that the name of a band? The Oceanic
no,
Vent
actually,
Tubes?
Actually, no.
It could be.
I suppose. When are we starting it?
Vent Tubes.
What instrument are you playing, Terry?
I love weird band names. I always wanted to have a band and call it Alec Heidel and the Assassinators, because that was Lee Harvey Oswald's alias, Alec Heidel.
Did you hear your boy Friday?
No.
Joey Clark.
No. What did young award-winning Joey have to say?
Okay. I believe the article that they were breaking down, and I forget the guy's name that was on there with him.
Okay.
But the article was Landon Story, Alabama Teens Treatment for Macro and Micro Clots.
Ooh.
Are you with me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm like, if it...
micro clots.
Yes.
I am with you on micro
clots. If I had a phone at that time and your number was there, I would have been dialing it.
Yeah.
Or possibility of shooting you an email because of this...
Down my alley, huh?
Exactly. And you've been ahead of the curve on this for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And this material is now out in the bright, hot sunshine.
I'm going to have to email young award-winning Joey and ask him what it's about, what's going on.
Also, concerned doctors, there is a handful, a smattering of doctors, I think,
smattering,
two of them
that's a good word.
From here in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget if the cat's names are, if it's Jordan somebody or if their last name is Jordan, but I think the last name is Jordan.
Okay.
But, again, and I don't remember, this has been some time ago, I don't remember if you emailed it to me or if I emailed it to you.
What was it?
It was a video on Ron Coleman, Dr. Ron Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And if you recall, it seems like one of my cousins, of which I have 51,
yeah,
if you include both sides of the family.
I keep finding out I have them. Go ahead.
But I think I remember who sent me this. It was over that social media thing that I won't mention.
Okay, I don't blame you.
But it was shot to me, Messenger, this Ron Coleman thing, and he was out front of this material, the micro, macro clots, long before anybody else was up on this. In other words, the fact that what we've been put through is not a respiratory thing at all. It is a blood clotting issue, Many of those occur within the lungs, and it looks like pneumonia because of the haze.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff also happens in the liver and other places. In other words, the micro clotting.
Yeah,
and that's why you have organ shutdown.
Correct. And it's the same clotting, whether you get the so-called virus or you've had the spike protein, which causes this clotting. And, of course, the reason this is not... It is widespread, but the reason everybody that's had the shot doesn't come down to this is because everybody's biochemistry is different. Henceforth, we react differently.
Sure.
Those that have had the shot. And of course, then there are those of us who didn't volunteer and will not.
Gotcha.
But again, for those that just picked up their pencil, that's Landon's story, Alabama Teens Treatment for Macro and Micro Clots.
Good. Thank you, James.
Terry, have a nice evening.
No, don't go, James. Don't go. I found the passage. It's Revelation 9. It starts in verse 7. The locust looked like horses prepared for battle. Yep. On their heads they wore something like crowns of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. Their hair was like a woman's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of the wings was like the thundering of many horses.
Okay, now
chariots.
Were these from which side of this battle were these organisms?
This is after the fifth trumpet. This is...
Okay, so this was sent by...
And well,
Almighty
hold on, I'm getting
God.
I'm getting to that. Their tails with stingers like scorpions, and their tails had the power to torment people for five months. That's right. They had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon.
Abaddon.
And in Greek is Apollyon, the destroyer.
Yep.
So.
I got you. Now we're going back to what Frank was touching on earlier.
Yep.
The three devils or Satans or.
Yeah.
Lowercase g gods.
There you go. Well said. Well said, not Carlos.
Oh, man, you know, now, if you want to talk to Carlos, he's got plenty of time, man, and, you know, he's got a first cousin. Carlos,
no way, man.
Hey, man, don't be talking about me, dude.
Ooh.
See, you got Carlos and the first cousin, man, all in one time.
I know. You've gone Herschel on us, haven't you?
You could be, like, dangerous.
I know. Wow.
It's okay, brother. I got both of them under control.
Good. That's good.
Although some are not sure.
Well, you never know about all of them.
This is too much fun, man. It's a shame that I know that the truth should be free, but I'm getting to the point to where I need to sell something.
Yeah, me too. And, I need to generate some money.
As a matter of fact, hopefully in a before the month's out, because I've been thinking that since like July.
Yeah.
But we're getting close. We have 50 photos in this book, and 107,000 words to go with that photo album.
Do it, better. Do it, brother.
So we're getting close. Praise God.
Like there you go.
Oh, can I go now?
You can go now, Carlos. Not
okay.
Carlos.
Y'all thanks. Behave tonight, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
See ya.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. See ya. Cool. Are we taking another call, or is it break time?
No,
there,
it's
Mr.
break time. It's Kenny from Maxwell, and he just called, so I figure.
Yeah, let's.
He loves to hang on the phone. He loves to wait.
You're right. We need to get this short.
He's your brother from another mother.
Yes, he is.
He's your mister from another sister.
There you go. Something like that. You take your pick. Love me some Kenny from Maxwell.
Looking for a insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Ernest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Ernest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Ernest today. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority, to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and... Oh,
Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Howdy, isn't that right? Cult of personality. Huh. It's a phenomenon, no doubt. We have Kenny from Maxwell holding on the phone.
We do indeed.
Yeah, that band came and went.
Hey, Kenny.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you, sir?
Brother from another. And to correct the gentleman with you, actually, Lynn would be my sister from another mister.
I said a mister from another sister.
I know. But see, he's my brother from another mother. So Lynn has to be my sister from another mister.
I like it.
Hey, it sounds good to me. I don't know.
How you doing, Kim?
I'm okay. You know, just been busy at work since we got back off that trip.
Yeah.
And
another funeral.
Well, you know, the whole thing was that we went up. My baby brother had passed. It wasn't expected as far as I know.
I'm sorry.
I hadn't talked to him or seen him since our mom died.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing is he was born again, so...
Good.
He used to always tell me, he said, you know, bro, I'm ready to go meet Jesus.
Good.
So, I don't worry about where he's at.
Good.
You know, I just realized that everything that he'd gone through, I think he kind of gave up at the end.
It happens.
But these things do happen.
Yep.
So that was like, okay, we got to go to that. And then, since we're halfway, let's just go up to New York and try to finally close out my uncle's bank account, which after all this time, they still told me I still couldn't do it. The Citibank is really screwing things up.
Sounds like it.
So I said, okay, and I had to basically contact New York State again. It all revolved around my uncle having a pension that I didn't know he had.
Ah.
So when we went in February, I brought all the documentation that I needed. That's when they alerted me to the fact that it was a pension. I said, okay, well, we'll just electronically transfer the money back.
Right.
Shouldn't be a big deal. You know, I alerted New York State, hey, the man's passed away.
Let me
guess.
Here's
the date. Here's everything you need to know.
Yep.
Well, when we went up this time, and the guy said, well, let me find out when this lock got put on the account. And he said, I said, wait a minute, are you telling me that 2 years ago they put a lock and nobody told me about this? So I've made two trips up here for nothing?
That ain't right, man.
I said, that's right. And I called New York State, and they said, look, man, we've been trying to reclaim the money. They won't let us. So I had to write a letter to them, and then they're going to contact them. It's crazy. Like you said, it's nothing I did wrong.
It's the runaround.
You know?
It's called the runaround.
You know,
well, Kenny, you made the mistake of thinking that that was your brother's money.
Yeah,
that was,
no, this wasn't my brother. Happened to be my uncle.
Or your uncle, excuse me.
Yeah, he had a pension.
It's
my
not,
brother. On,
yeah, it's my, not, it's the government's money.
Well,
they
yeah.
just let
and
you
so
have
the government,
it.
The government wanted it back, and you think, all right, this electronic transfer stuff, you know, just take the money back.
Sure.
And they haven't been able to do it because of the bank.
Yep.
But anyway, be that as it may, we made the trip up there, and we came back safely. Got back late Sunday night. So, I was thinking, you know, this whole thing about NASA and that rocket or that thing to, you know, hit the asteroid.
Right.
Now, I'm thinking to myself, why would you mess with something that, in your own words, does not pose a threat to the Earth? Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm. Practice.
Yeah. So, of course, they came up with the theory of, well, we're just, you know, in case everything anything happens. In the future, we'll know that, you know, we can be successful.
Sure.
But the thought got to me, because I don't trust NASA as far as I can throw them.
Oh, never a straight answer.
No, no. And it's amazing how they can see something 10 trillion light years away, but an asteroid comes within so many miles of Earth, and they never saw it coming.
Exactly. Strange.
So, you know, I just think that they're so full of it.
They are.
But just take this, you know, for what it's worth. Suppose they deflected, you know, hit that asteroid, and now you put it on an orbit where it may pose a threat to Earth.
So, in other words, they can manufacture threats.
Yeah.
Wow. Hadn't thought about that.
Suppose that was, you know, hey, doesn't pose a threat, but now we've hit it.
And
of course, you know, man playing God.
Yep.
And God's sitting there thinking, like, you know what, fellas? enough is enough.
I hope it. I hope we're at that point. I really do.
Yes. I mean, enough is enough. So. But it just the thought occurred to me, suppose you hit this thing, and now the force of that blast actually takes us off its natural orbit, which isn't coming close to us.
Right.
And now you put it on a path where it does. So then you think about Revelations and Wormwood.
Oh, bingo.
Because everything's kind of falling into place right now anyway.
Oh, man, it's perfectly falling into place, just like the Bible said it would.
Yeah, so like I said, man trying to play God and think they know everything better than the Creator.
And nothing ever good can come from
that. They could really cause their own destruction because they're demonically driven.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly what we're doing.
But anyway, that's just this Klansman from Gunner's. What is my other name? I forgot.
Lonnie from Gunner, the Black
Lonnie
Klansman.
From Gunner, yeah, the Black Klansman. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
God,
you.
I have so many names.
I know. Well, it's tough when you're popular like
we
you
like
are.
To call them aliases.
Yes, yes.
There you go, alias.
AKA.
Yeah, I love the old AKAs.
Of course, I better not say that too much. There's probably somebody out there listening that really doesn't know who I am. They go, you got Klansman calling your show?
Yeah, good point. Hey, have you had a lot of military aircraft flying around lately?
Okay, so I remember telling you that we don't have any planes anymore.
Right, helicopters.
Now, apparently, I guess Danley Field was having some work done.
Yeah.
So the 16s were supposed to be at Maxwell until whatever they were doing at Danley Field got done. Well, of course, with the hurricane, they may have had some planes coming because I know FEMA's out there.
Of course,
they may have. I know there were 16s lined up on the tarmac.
Yeah,
and they were painted. The tails were painted kind of orange instead of the red tail.
Wow, that's weird.
So we went down to Tyndall earlier. Well, now we're in October. So almost a month ago, we were down to Tyndall Labor Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I looked out across the road, and there were some planes with the same colored tails.
Huh.
So I thought, well, maybe these planes came up from Tyndall, even though Ian posed no threat to the panhandle.
Sure.
So there's no, you know, there's no telling. And I like what you said the other day. I think when you were on Greg's show, you were talking about man having the ability to steer storm.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, well, of course, look, they have not hidden the fact that they say they can control the weather.
Yep.
And they plan to use it as a weapon.
Force multiplier. That's right.
And the fact that, you know, here you have the state that has basically bucked the system.
Yep.
And, well, we got to teach them a lesson.
Exactly right. Just like they did Texas a few years ago when that storm just stalled right over Texas.
Yeah, it actually went back out and then came right back over Houston.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They can do it. So, patents are out there.
It would not surprise me at all.
Kenny, nothing surprises me. I don't think you can put anything past these people.
No, because as you call them, they're...
Luciferian psychopaths.
Yes, and they really believe that they were created to rule, you know, us.
Yep.
And the last thing, I didn't see it, but when Biden gave that speech, you know, and when I finally saw it on the TV show Flashpoint, I'm sitting there looking at this man with his fist clenched, a red backdrop, two military people, a flag draped down. I said, you know, the only thing, the two things that are missing
swastika
in that picture would be a mustache on Biden and an armband with a swastika.
Yep. It looked
because
just
that guy,
like it.
That looked like something straight out of
Nazi
Hitler's speeches.
Absolutely.
I'll do you one better. Have you seen the movie, Kenny? Have you seen the movie V for Vendetta?
Way back, yeah.
Watch it again because they talk about germ warfare, the government turning the germ warfare on their own people instead of an enemy because it would, you know, get that much more sympathy. And the iconic use of red and symbolism is very similar to what we're going through today.
Wow. Well, we know that there's a group out there that wants to reduce the population of the world.
Yep.
We know that they need false flags.
Yep.
You know, and there's unfortunately people out there that just, whatever they say, it's like hook, line, and sinker because the government would never do anything to hurt its people. Yeah, right.
I'm sick of these people.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to take up too much time.
Well, I'm glad you called, man.
I'm glad he called.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'll try to do this more often because sometimes, you know, it's late and I'm like, oh, everybody's saying some really good stuff and I don't want to interrupt. So
please interrupt. I love to hear your take on stuff.
But anyway, gentlemen, may the glory of the Lord just shine on you.
He has.
And, you know, we speak fresh anointing over you. And just keep doing what you do.
Thank you, Ken.
And those that have ears to listen will hear.
Amen. I hope so.
Yes.
Thanks, bud.
And give a big hug to my sister from another mister.
Absolutely. Always.
And I'll give Patty one as well.
Please do. All right, love you, buddy.
Love you, guys.
Love you, man.
Bye-bye.
See you. See, I can say love you to another guy, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Because you know,
it's the love of the love
all.
Of Christ.
Absolutely, love my brother.
This has been a good show.
It felt good. You know, I've been doing this for 8 years, so now I can kind of feel how a show progresses. And I've had bad ones, I've had good ones. This feels like one of the better ones. Because you're here, thank you so much.
No,
I really appreciate
it.
And I love your car, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that car. Alfa's great.
You know, it's something. It's one of those things. I've always been a fan of Alfa Romeos since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Watching them in F1.
I'm watching The Graduate, the movie The Graduate.
Yes. and I had the opportunity to buy one. They just started releasing them back in 2017 here in the United States.
That's right.
And so I decided I'd get a used one because it's less
certified pre-owned.
Yeah, so...
It's what I done every time I bought an
engine. I won't say how fast I drive it.
Don't. I don't want any trouble. I don't want no trouble.
I don't want Alabama the Alabama Troopers cruising I-20 tonight.
No.
I picked a special song to close with.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we got another couple seconds, but one of my favorite songs to play, a very politically driven song, and I think it's perfect for you.
Really? I can't wait to hear what it is. Well, folks, I love you. Good Lord willing, I'll be back next week. Everybody, remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. That's the God, the omnipotent God of the universe, the creator, not their bogus God. Love you guys. See you next week. Hear you next week. Talk to you next week. Whatever.